Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk more about the Chiefs' win yesterday against the Raiders, but the Chiefs have made a trade for Joshua Uche. Let's learn a little bit more about him. We are going to be joined by Sean Syed. He is with Sumner Sports to talk more about the fit and what kind of player they are getting with Uche. Sean, man, happy to have you on the show today, man. We appreciate you.
I really appreciate it. You know, and I, of course, appreciate the Chiefs continuing to make trades. The trade deadline can be a fun time, and teams like the Chiefs are showing us just that.
Absolutely. Let's just start with this. What kind of player are they getting with Uche? His football card, there's one year that just stands out like a sore thumb, and then he has just had three and a half very mediocre seasons.
Yeah, you know, Uche had that awesome 2022 year, and if you just look at some of the positives about him, you know, he is a versatile pass rusher. I think that he can give you some speed off the edge. You can drop him out into pass coverage. So I think that's something that can be exciting for Kansas City. But look, he got traded for, you know, a 2026 sixth round pick. I wouldn't expect him to come in and have 10 sacks on the season or anything like that. But I think it's an important piece to continue to add depth to that defensive line. Because if you can just take some of those reps off of Chris Jones, obviously he's not playing defensive end as much, but you just ease the pressure on everyone else just a touch. That, I think, helps the whole entire unit work later in the season.
If you had to explain that 2022 season to someone who didn't see him play, what was the biggest reason he was so effective that year?
You know, certainly part of its usage, he's being used a little bit differently and certainly a lot less this year. I think whenever you get, you know, Bill Belichick is the best defensive coach of all time, maybe, and obviously you get Whit Spags, I think hopefully that will be a good combination. For me, the most important thing looking at it was, all right, well, are his kind of his advanced tracking metrics. So like literally how fast this guy is moving, are they still kind of holding up? And certainly they were really, really good in 2022, but his get off, so the time from him exiting his stance or crossing the offensive line of scrimmage, it's still at a really good pace. So I do feel like, you know, you take that 22 season, and certainly a lot of that is, you know, sacks sometime production is not as stable as just how many pressures you're able to create. So I do feel like you can feel positive where, look, he's still moving. It may not be at the exact same pace, but it's still at a level where I think you can expect at least some pressures on the season.
Sean, I've seen a lot of stats to say that his win rate is very high and would be second on the team behind Chris Jones. We love basketball comparisons on this show. This feels like an NBA team that brings in a guy to just play defense and knock down some threes. We don't need you to be a prolific scorer. We need you to stand in the corner and knock down some threes. I think for what the Chiefs are going to ask Uche to do, I think he fits, and you got to factor in the cost of acquisition. He's not making a lot of money, and they give up one of the smaller assets that you could to acquire a player. Very little risk attached to this move.
I think that's a perfect way to look at it. And I think that's really how people should look at the trade deadline, where, of course, we look at it and we think, all right, well, is someone going to trade for Miles Garrett? Is someone going to trade for Max Crosby? But really, if you are a team that is performing well, like obviously the Chiefs are, and you can just fill a little bit of a role, or you can just add depth to a unit, that I think is where the best teams are going to be able to prosper at the trade deadline. And of course, the Chiefs add Hopkins, that relieves stress on all the players in the receiving room. And then Uche just, again, he doesn't have to be your all-pro player. So I really, really like that move. I'm glad you mentioned the cost of acquisition. Look, when you're a team that you're going to be drafting at the end of these rounds, a lot of the times you're able to trade back, you're able to add on capital kind of year over year. That is really, you know, it makes it a little bit easier to give up some of those late round picks. So overall, I think it's a smart move. I don't want to come in and be like, oh, this is going to change every single thing. I mean, I think the Chiefs are going to be playing late in February no matter what, but just the small things that give your defensive coordinator just a little bit more depth on that defensive line. I think it's a real positive move, and you know, I think other teams should look at it and say, hey, we need to be able to find that. You know, can we trade for Za'Darius Smith, or, you know, just depending on how much how that cost is, can we add to our units as well?
Right now we're talking to Sean Syed for a couple more minutes here. He is with Sumner Sports, getting his thoughts on the move that the Chiefs have just acquired Josh Uche. Just from watching him in your study, what are some strengths that you think he has? What are some of his weaknesses? What are some of his flaws as a player and a prospect?
But I think he can have speed off the edge. I think he's able to, you know, beat you around there and, you know, be a little bit versatile, I think, with his length at different points. I think, you know, an offensive tackle can get on him a little bit. You know, I want to see just how he's going to be able to deal with just, you know, really, really rock solid kind of edge players. I really like, you know, versatility from players in general. I know the Chiefs do as well, so I like that he can drop into coverage a little bit. Now, do I expect him to be covering, you know, like star running back? That's actually probably not, but, you know, a player that is able to do that comfortably, certainly when you have Steve Spagnuolo, who's going to do that often, that I think is an enticing thing for this defense.
Looking at the rest of their defensive line, how would you evaluate the way Felix Onyedike Uzomah has played? I think a lot of people are kind of trying to put one and one together and say, hey, this is how the Chiefs feel about Felix, that they have gone out and made a move for a very similar player at his position. But his usage has gone up over the course of the last couple of weeks, and he's really starting to play better.
Yeah, I do think he's been playing better. And you know, some of that is, obviously, I think in week five, he only took like, you know, 11 or 12 snaps, and sometimes it's, you know, you have to be able to get into a rhythm as a young player. And so I wouldn't look at it as, oh, they're just, you know, they're taking FAU and going to knock him out of the lineup, and Uche's going to eat up all of his snaps. But again, I think if you're a player that is just really going to be, you know, sometimes a designated pass rusher, having more bodies to throw at the problem, I think that helps for a team overall. So do I think that, you know, he's living up to, you know, like a round one selection, obviously at the back end of the first round, maybe not yet, but these players take time. So, you know, you can hope that you bring in Uche, you know, he has a unique skill set. He has obviously years accrued in the league. He can maybe help FAU kind of come along and become the player that the Chiefs want him to be.
Last question here. I think a lot of people still want the Chiefs to be in on a wide receiver. Is there one of those second or third tier wide receivers that you think make a lot of sense? I would really like Deontay Johnson. I'm not sure if the Chiefs are going to spend what it would take to go get Deontay Johnson. I think a lot of people wanted them to get Demarcus Robinson. Don't think he's going to be available as well. I'm not sure that the Rams are going to be sellers. Are there any wide receivers that you think that the Chiefs could realistically add that could help bolster the depth?
You know, I mean, before the Christian Kirk injury, I think that might have been one that I think people would have liked. Deontay Johnson is still my biggest one, just because, you know, he is such a separator. I think that is a situation where you have Kelce and Hopkins, who, of course, are going to be bigger bodies and kind of hold things underneath in zone coverage at times. And, you know, we saw against the Raiders where that opens things up for Xavier Worthy. I would love for them to trade for another receiver, but at the end of the day, it feels like they probably won't make a move in that way. Certainly, as you mentioned, just, you know, other teams are going to be looking for Deontay Johnson. Other teams are going to be just driving the price up on really every receiver, because it's not that easy, I think, to just bring in a really good receiver. So it feels like, hey, you know, you're in such a good spot at this point. Even if we could, you know, sit in the room and say, hey, you know, it would be nice to add another guy, it still feels like, hey, this is the best team in the league. Everyone's looking up at you. You don't have to mortgage too much of the future to continue to try and win that next Super Bowl.
And that is Sean Syed. He's with Sumner Sports, giving us a little bit more information on Josh Uche, who was the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs. He had 11.5 sacks back in 2022, and he is now playing for the Chiefs. Sean, great stuff, man. We appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks so much.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.